what they say. This is a good place for you to park your head and your attention for a while so you'll find out what's going on in the world. Courtesy of Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, we are here to do your bidding, but not your binding. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
It means time. Bid, but not bind.
Time for us to get excited about Geraldo Rivera.
I told you he was naked yesterday. You didn't seem excited about it.
Posted a racy snap to Twitter.
Yes, it's called a selfie.
Yes, selfie. Is that what people do when they stand in front of a mirror with a camera? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A selfie.
And here's the deal. You can take a selfie without standing in front of the mirror. I don't know.
How do you do that?
You just turn the camera around and press the button. Hmm. And it's so much classier than taking a picture in the bathroom with a roll of toilet paper next to you. Is that just me?
I hadn't thought about it that way. Anyway, so he's done this, and I thought there's a lot of hoopla here.
I know. It blew up on social media over the weekend.
Well, whatever the reason. Mm. Here's something that is more important.
70 is the new 50, Dougie.
Hey, I've heard that, right. Well,
that's what he said.
60 was the new 40,
yeah.
And I feel that way. I look better than he does. Well, he's a little older than I am, if I do say so myself.
Are you going to put a picture of yourself up so we can compare?
Probably not. Or at least not right away, anyway.
Think about it.
There are two sort of infamous circumstances presenting themselves to us this morning that are so markedly focused on the idiocy of mankind. It's over the top. A one-year-old girl died after she was left for 4 hours in a parked car in Homewood, Alabama. Police say they received a call about a baby locked inside a car. The temperature was 91 outside. Temperature inside was 110.
Wow.
The girl was taken to the hospital after the, I think what they do is break the window or something to get into the car, and she was dead on arrival. The mother panicked, ran over, performed CPR on the child, but it was too late. The child was left in the car for 3.5 hours.
And what was the reason for it?
My mother is as blanking stupid as you could possibly imagine.
Right.
So self-focused, self-centered. So far this year, there have been at least 21 deaths of children left unattended in cars. What the hell is the matter?
An eight-month-old
died after mother forgot he was in the car last week.
And we always, kind of giggle at the warnings when people say, don't forget
don't
to leave your pets and your kids in the car, because we think, who could be that
stupid, ridiculous
that they would forget to leave their pet or their kid in the car?
So but what ought to happen to these people? What should be done to people who do this?
If they have a soul, they're going to be guilt-ridden for life. I mean, how do you do that?
888-302-3684. How do you do it? Here's another one. Listen to this one. A dog was left in a car in sweltering heat, set off the vehicle's alarm. The dog had been left in the back of a blue Chrysler in England, Devon, for an hour. Temperature's as hot in England as it is here. So the dog, they smashed the back window of a car. The police were called in. Witnesses said the dog was barking, yelping. There was just a little bit of a crack in the window, and there was no water in the car. And these stories have been repeated in our country as well. That story is at DougSteffen.com. It's just, you can't imagine that there are people that are that stupid who actually can take nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
That are walking around on the planet that are that stupid. It's amazing. It really is. It is amazing. I mentioned earlier, but I think it's worth another mention, mostly because I had a lot of I got this guy. I liked him a lot as an actor, Dennis Farina.
Yeah.
At the age of 69, had a lung clot yesterday and died.
Really sad. Larry Minetti, who does a show with me at CRN during the day, was devastated. This was one of his very good friends. So he's on the first plane back already to Chicago to be with his family. Really, really sad and unexpected and only 69. Gosh.
Yep. So you have to, as everybody sort of accounts for themselves with each day, you need to pay more attention. Well, with the passings, there comes new life. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have welcomed a royal baby boy. And in order to get the full story in a moment, we'll go to England and James Whale.
On the scene coverage.
Yes, who is England's number one talk radio person. I'm expecting that there'll be a raw comment or two from Mr. Whale. That comes up in a moment here on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Stand at attention, please, Jennifer.
Here I am, sir.
Yes, you are. There you are. I am. So the Brits have ripped off an American song here. Pretty typical. Why can't you come up with your own music and your own unique sound? Why do you have to steal things from the Americans? James Whale, best known as a radio and television personality in England for a number of years, is here on Good Day to help us save the monarchy. And they're going to do it with a, what is this, 8-pound, 6-ounce boy? What's the baby's name? What's the word on the baby?
I'm not sure how you distorted history to think we pinched that from you.
You did. You pinched that from us.
A country with no history, I suppose, has to do something.
We have lots of history. We have lots of history.
We haven't got any history. All the history you've got is John Wayne, end all.
No, no, no. Before John Wayne, they were actually real Indians. Native Americans.
Real Indians.
Real Indians.
They love it when you say that.
Exactly. And we won't talk about what you lot did to the real inhabitants of the United States. But
well,
anyway,
actually, no. What happened to the real inhabitants of the United States goes back to Christopher Columbus when he brought over the plague and managed to decimate most everybody that was alive on all those islands in the Caribbean.
We could argue this forever, of course.
We probably could.
Like a bitter Brit.
I'm here to tell you that the royal baby is born. The Prince of Cambridge is here. He's in the Lindo Wing of St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington, near Paddington Station, home of Paddington Bear, but that's another story.
Well, do you suppose the baby's got a Paddington Bear yet?
He will be leaving the hospital with his mother and father in a couple of hours. There will be a three-hour peal of bells at Westminster Abbey from 2 this afternoon.
Really?
There will be a royal salute by the Royal Artillery a little later on. And I have to tell you that not only the country is celebrating, but the world is celebrating the birth of a new royal, because let's face it, politicians have made such a cock-up of this world that it's good to have a monarchy, to go back to something traditional.
All right, so that you can, traditional like gay marriage, the Queen last week put her stamp of approval on the law passed in Parliament to allow gay marriage in England.
Well, of course, they shouldn't have even needed it. I mean, if you want to get married, get married.
Married.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, I know you lot have all sorts of problems with your sexuality and everything else.
Thank you.
Glad someone else noticed.
All right.
Modern lady, as is. All I'm hoping now, by the way, if you want some, what I'm hoping, they have now
spinning a top.
The law, so a Catholic could become a monarch in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care about religion. You can believe anything you want, but what I want in Britain is for religion and state to be separated.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the baby for a second before you go off on another toot, all right? The American people seem to be more interested in this than the British people, at least as far as I can tell, looking around all of the attention on the webs, sites, the social media, that sort of thing. Why is it that we, who separated ourselves demonstratively from you, now are so interested in what goes on with the royals? After all, they did horrible things to us a number of years ago.
It's like everything else. You could talk about religion, and you could talk about the royals, you can talk about the people. People of the planet, we all did horrible things many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've seen some sense and sensibility, to use a quote, coming from the royal family. And you're wrong about everybody else being... Britain is now very pro the royal family. You will get these social media sites by a few miserable so-and-sos, Republicans who feel that they don't want a royal family. But that is not the majority. Seriously, it is not.
You're talking about the equivalent of Republicans in England.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not talking about your sort of...
You have your right of center groups and left of center groups there, the same as we do.
They're just miserable.
So the right wingers take the same face there as they do here, in essence.
Well, right wingers, the royal family should not be associated with any political ideology. Whether if you're an extreme right winger or an extreme left winger, you're just as nuts.
All right, so what's the name of this baby boy? We got 30 seconds. What's the name of the boy?
Well, what do you think is going to be called? It's going to be called James, obviously.
Why didn't I think of that?
It's not going to be called Doug.
Really?
That's
how about Dudley? You know, Dudley's my given name. How about Prince Dudley?
I quite like that. Cuddly Dudley.
Yeah, I like that, too. I think that should be the new name of the prince. His name is Prince Dudley. Let's see if we can put up a vote of what the proper name should be. James Whale here with us, announcing the birth of the royal baby boy here on Good Day. James, always good to have you on.
Well, good evening, guys.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
The silliness of celebrity. This is Beyonce. What's her last name? Knowles? Noble? No?
Yes, but now no. She's kind of just Beyonce.
Beyonce, yes. I'm important enough to be called by my first name.
Well, do you know any other Beyonces? Nice. Just out of curiosity?
No.
Okay.
Do you know any other Dudleys?
Not personally, no.
There you go.
I know Dudley Do-Right.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not doing Dudley Do-Right. We're just doing Dudley.
Oh.
Anyway, Beyonce in the news today because at a weekend performance, one of her fans was so overcome when she touched him during a concert that he actually passed out. How foolish is that? The story at DougStefan.com. The guy needs to get a life. I guess I was thinking about the people that you like, some of the stars that you pay attention to. Can you think of anybody that you would want to touch that you would become after the touching?
Oh, sure.
Overcome?
There are plenty of celebrities I'd like to touch.
Well,
now, I don't know if I'd become overcome and pass out.
George Clooney.
You know.
Yeah. Why did I ask that question when I knew the answer?
Exactly. Come on now.
All right, 25 after the hour. So there's the Beyonce story. Now it's time for our visit to the late night comedy crew, starting off with Conan O'Brien.
Very exciting news. I don't know who heard the news because this happened a few hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The royal baby was born today. But don't worry, America, we still have Honey Boo Boo. We have something, at least.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Maybe that is our royal baby. Possible. Bookies. I love when bookies weigh in on something like this.
Yeah.
Because there's no name yet. They have not announced a name. Or maybe there is a name, but they're not telling us.
Yeah.
Bookies say the odds are 11-2 that the royal baby will be named George after his great-great-grandfather, King George VI. 11-2, yeah. And the odds are 100-1. He'll be named George after the George Foreman Grill. That's what I'm rooting for. True, though, Kate Middleton had her baby. The royal baby is 8 pounds. Then again, you can't really put a price on a child.
Well, the horror movie, The Conjuring, was the number one movie at the box office this weekend. Well, if you ask me, the scariest thing I saw this weekend was that half-naked photo Geraldo Rivera tweeted. Show that picture. Look at this. This tweet, yeah. He tweeted that picture with this quote saying that 70 is the new 50. Show that picture again. Yeah. I think 70 is more like the new creepy.
Hey, you know who's taking some time off and having some fun in South America?
Huh.
Oh, the new Pope, Pope Francis.
Oh.
Yeah, did you see the footage of it? He's down Brazil, Rio, and the Copacabana and the famous beaches. What's the other one?
Ipanema.
Yeah. Known for its lovely beaches and the wild popular beach culture. That's where the Pope is.
Superman and Batman really will appear on screen together for the first time ever. And according to rumors, they're apparently going to play enemies and even fight each other. Yeah. In fact, things are already getting pretty tense. Take a look at this recent exchange they had on Twitter. First, Superman tweeted, "I hear we're going to be fighting each other in my new film." Then Batman tweeted, "My, LOL, your unitard must be too tight because you're driving crazy. It's my film, not yours." Then Superman wrote back, "Well, at least I don't pad my tights. Hashtag, everyone knows you stuff. Hashtag, sorry, not sorry." Then Batman responded, he said, "That's not what Lois Lane said. Hashtag, truth. Hashtag, went there."
Oh, it's silly stuff. 888-302-3684. Here's the 2020 News Cruise question. You ready?
Ready.
With the aforementioned sketchy Twitter picture of Geraldo Rivera getting a lot of publicity, what famous figure has posted a photo of himself mocking the Geraldo Rivera picture? What famous person, a celebrity, yes, 888-302-3684, has posted a picture of himself that sort of is aimed at taking a shot at Geraldo Rivera. Who was that man? 888-302-3684, 28 after. This is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. President Obama just named three lawyers to three vacancies to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Is he trying to, quote, pack the court? Or is the GOP just engaged in political obstruction?
I view this as having been obstructionism on the part of a Senate that disagreed with the ideology of the very centrist nominees, and I think it is an abuse of the advice and consent power. I just want to come back to the metaphor of court packing, which is so out of place and wrong and ridiculous. FDR tried to pack the court when he tried to increase the number of seats. These seats are there to be filled.
I take his packing argument, but I'm going to trump him with functionality argument. This court does not have the workload that the second and the 11th have. One of our root causes of our crime problem here is the courts not being able to prosecute these cases.
I'm Mark Green.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The Good Day program. The exciting opportunity you have to catch up with what's going on is yours right now. Information, important things that are happening in the world, like Geraldo Rivera and his photo. What would cause somebody to want to
He was
see
just,
that?
You know, obviously he had just gotten out of the shower, and he looked in the mirror and went, ha, you look
good. Yeah, but
why
would he post it?
Exactly, because he's an egomaniac.
Apparently.
You look good. Let's share it with the world. Everybody should see how good you look.
His wife is 30 years younger, I think 25 years younger than he is.
What a lucky gal.
Oh, yeah. 888-302-3684. So, as a result of that, our 2020 News Quiz question asks who, sort of famous figure, posted a photo of himself on his website mocking the picture of Geraldo Rivera. If you know who that is, you want a swell prize, haven't won anything on the Good Day program, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken Kessler's not with us today. I don't know if he's back tomorrow or the next day.
He's back Thursday, I think.
Thursday, okay. So we don't do as good a job on our social media, although Jennifer does. Well,
it's comparable, sir. It's comparable.
Okay. So then if that's the case, what's going on at Facebook.com?
Well, if you had warned me, I would have been there right now. But if you give me 2 seconds,
Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. The federal government.
Yesterday I was asking about your favorite ice cream flavor, by the
way. Yes. And what happened to that?
Let me tell you what's happening here. All right. So favorite ice cream flavors. We never found out yours, by the way. I confessed mine.
Is anything fruity. Peach is great. Anything at this time of year.
Oh, peach is good. I like banana, too. Hard to find. And I like pumpkin. Yeah. Those are kind of the weird offshoot ones. Not a strawberry girl. All right. Chris said when the actual A&W restaurants did it, he liked root beer ice cream. Do you remember that? Because I sure don't.
Root beer floats.
I remember root beer floats,
vanilla
too.
Vanilla ice cream with the root beer, and that's something you can still do today.
Root beer flavored ice cream. That's interesting. Dale says Rocky Road. Gail says Vanilla. Tom says, oh, this sounds delicious. Mississippi Mud or Coconut Chocolate Chip.
Yeah.
Mmm. Jay says Homemade Peach. Divine says Vanilla and Rocky Road. Jake said Mint. Ernesto said Cookies and Cream.
Yeah.
Laura said Bingham's Mocha Almond.
Really?
That's kind of good. Karen said Butter Pecan. John says Vanilla. Let's see. Tim says Goo Goo Clusters. Now, that's the candy from Nashville. I didn't know they had an ice cream flavor, but that must be good. Jane said Peppermint Stick or Butter Pecan. Shauna said Vanilla, plain and simple. Larry also voted for Vanilla. Ryan said Pistachio.
Yeah.
Lots of votes. So you can chime in on your favorite ice cream. We'll get to the rest of them during the show today because we had a lot of people vote for their favorite flavor of ice cream.
Our poll at DougStefan.com asked what your favorite ice cream was. We gave you some samplings. 30% said you loved them all. Mm-hmm. 28% said chocolate. 17% said vanilla. 16% said other. Whatever that's sort of the fruity flavors that I like. 9% said strawberry. So the popular ones are always chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Drives me
nuts. Funny that our website drew in the chocolate lovers, where our Facebook page seemed to be drawing in the vanilla people.
It's not as popular on the farm. At my farm dairy store, we have 28 flavors, 24 flavors, something like that. And I know that it always bothers me if we run out. But we're running out of, even if we get two or three or four of these big tubs on a weekly basis, we'll run out of the things like mocha, something or other. I don't even know what the heck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy sort of flavors. Vanilla is always number one. Chocolate in my store is a very weak too. Strawberry kind of a weak sort of tied
well,
for second.
Well, chocolate, my thought is chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, if you have them next to
boring.
Them cool, yeah, if you have them next to like mocha almond fudge or something like that, you're going to go with the fun flavor that you may not be able to get everywhere.
Boring,
right?
Yes. All right, in a moment, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us. With
the virtues of ice cream.
I started with the federal government, and then I got sidetracked with you on social media. I better tell this story first.
Okay.
And then we get the answer to our question, then we get to Dr. Ron Hoffman.
Can't wait.
The federal government is auctioning off 112,800 acres off the continental shelf for private wind farm development. Energy Management Office announced that yesterday. The Department of the Interior estimates that the site could supply up to 2 gigawatts.
A gigawatt.
2 billion watts of energy, enough to power 700,000 homes. So not far off. It's if you go due east from Virginia Beach, about 400 miles. No, I don't, maybe it's not that far. 100 and some odd miles, looks like. 8 firms will be eligible to bid for development of the site. The auction will be opened in September. The opening bid for the plot will be $225,598, or $2 per acre, although the winning bid will probably be a lot higher than that. They'll be constructing wind turbines there and some, I guess, other, because a lot of wind out there. You've got to be able to use the water, too. But the proposal is going to affect energy servicing in Virginia, Washington, D.C., up through Delaware and into New Jersey. A lot of homes benefit from that. So who thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684. As long as we're using that number, let's get the answer to our 2020 news quiz question. Joe's listening to WAYY in Eau Claire. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How do you do, sir?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You're probably doing well as well. So who is the famous person who posted a photo of himself mocking Geraldo?
I say it's Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck is the person who did that. Did you see the photo?
I did on his Facebook page.
And which was more disgusting, Geraldo's or Glenn Beck's?
I say Geraldo's.
Yeah, because he was serious.
Much worse than that.
At least Glenn Beck and Becky knew it was joking.
Right.
Yeah.
But Jim, didn't Glenn Beck have his clothes on?
Yeah, it looked like he had his clothes on. And he was like mocking him with an iPad or something.
Yeah, it was an iPad. I'm looking. We have the photo posted at DougStefan.com today, and it's Glenn Beck all sort of dressed up in winter attire. You can't really tell it's him. He's holding up the iPad to take the picture of himself. He said, okay, 49 isn't 70, but still, check out my bathroom towel. Sorry, ladies, I just can't turn this off. That's a bathrobe? Didn't look like a bathrobe to me. Anyway, so that's the story. A little fun with that sort of thing. Meanwhile, what do you think is the most important? What's affecting you, Joe, today more than anything else in the world? What's going on in your world?
Oh, gosh. Well, you guys were talking about how people can function. Consume our you know, talking about dumb people, that's what I deal with every day. So,
What do you do?
I'm law enforcement.
Ah, okay, yeah. So you do.
I was going to guess you either have to be law enforcement or a teacher.
Yeah. One or the other. So does it bother you from time to time when I say things? You know, when I'm talking about the police, I'm not talking about all police. You know, I'm talking about specific.
Yeah. No, I understand. There's bad police that give give the profession a bad name, and it happens. Yeah. But.
All right. Hold on a second, Joe. We'll take good care. Are you on duty now? Are you on your way? What's going on? Where are you?
Well, technically, yes, I am on duty.
You're driving.
Don't worry. You're multitasking. It's fine.
Yes, right. I'm parked.
You're driving what kind of a car? What do you drive for a cruiser?
2013 Ford Explorer.
Nice.
So do you like the Explorers now in place of the Crown Victorias?
Oh, absolutely. Our whole department loves them.
Really? Yeah. Why?
They have a lot more room, all-wheel drive for the winter. They're fast, better with gas.
They're cooler looking.
Yeah.
They are cooler looking.
A lot of departments are using the Dodge because they stopped making the Crown Vic, so they want a sedan, and they're using those Dodges that are supposed to be pretty fast, but it didn't look like there was a lot of room in the back of those.
No, the Dodge Chargers do not have very much room.
No, but they go fast, too.
They do, yes.
Yeah, they go very fast. All right, hold on a second, Joe. We'll give you a nice prize. Thank you very much. Dr. Ron Hoffman visits with us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Procter & Gamble. When it comes to a laundry list of things to do, spending time with your family should be at the top. But the average family does around 400 loads of laundry each year, and that's a lot of time spent in the laundry room. But for the time spent, decorator and blogger Jenny Comenda of The Little Green Notebook has a few suggestions.
For your laundry room, make it a fun space. By taking off the doors on a few of your upper cabinets, you'll open up the space and create an efficient place to store baskets. By using products from Tide and Maytag, you can get clothes clean in one wash and have more time to spend with family and friends.
For more of Jenny's tips and to enter the Brilliant Clean Sweepstakes, where one winner will receive an e-design consultation by Jenny, a Maytag washer dryer, a year's supply of Tide, and $5,000, visit www.tideandmaytag.com. Again, that's www.tideandmaytag.com. I'm Wes Benter.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 minutes for the hour. A lot of things going on in the world of medicine, Jennifer. Uh-huh. Did you hear the story? Dr. Ken told us a story about this new surgical knife that can instantly detect cancer. It tells the surgeon whether tissue is cancerous or not. I wanted to ask Ron about that. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here, medical doctor specializing in nutrition and integrative medicine, graduate of Columbia University and the Albert Einstein Medical School. First of all, Albert Einstein wasn't a doctor, was he?
No, indeed. He was, of course, as we all know, a physicist. But in the 1950s, a group of Jewish philanthropists came to Albert Einstein. They said, look, a young Jewish man can't get into medical school because of anti-Semitism. We're setting up a medical school, not just for Jews, but, you know, with the opportunity for young Jewish men to go to medical school. And he said, great. And the rest is history, 55 years ago.
Yeah, really. Isn't that interesting how, in a number of different ways, the fact that the prejudices run that deep, and it seems recent. This is the same time period when blacks couldn't go into the same latrines as whites in the army.
Absolutely. It was a different
think about
world.
These things. It really is. And all in our lifetime, in a sense. All right. So what did you, when you heard about this surgical knife that detects cancer, what was your first thought?
Well, yeah, I think that we're a long way off from coming up with magic Star Trek devices to detect cancer. You know, clearly there are ways to determine, based on the chemical composition of tissue, that there's the potential for cancer based on DNA assays. So, you know, I haven't actually looked at this particular device, but there are a variety of characteristics that distinguish normal tissue from cancer tissue. I mean, there are even some studies now that suggest that by detecting a specific type of odor, dogs, for example, can be trained to determine whether a person has cancer. That's an amazing,
pretty amazing stuff.
New breakthrough.
All right. There's also this isn't a discovery, I guess. I don't know. I've been tested. I went through three, four years ago. I don't even remember how long ago. It may have been 4 years ago. I have a friend who runs a facility in Denver called Cerescan. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. Cerescan. And as they were starting it, they wanted me to come out and go through the process and talk about it on the air. This is where all the NFL players are going to get proof that they all have dementia and Alzheimer's and their brains are messed up because of football, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through the test and I looked at the imaging after the fact. In comparison, they'd done 3,400 images, and most of them were football players, and mine compared in some ways to the images they had from some of the players whose brains were scrambled. And come to find out that because of an early childhood injury, a part of my brain may or may not be affected by all of this. I've had a lot of tests since, because this was a lark. And then when I got out of the test, the guy says, well, you may be at risk for early onslaught dementia in 7 to 10 years. And I thought, geez, I'm sure happy I got that information.
Right. I'm in a similar position to you, Doug, because, you know, I'm a radio host and people say, hey, why don't you come on down?
Right, yeah.
And we can scan you 6 ways to Sunday.
Right.
And, you know, I take the position that I am not a big fan of these scans, because merely to get a report card on, you know, whether there's something, you know, going on in your brain, or whether there's a tiny little, you know, tumor somewhere in your deep within your prostate, I actually think it creates more apprehension unnecessarily. Rarely reveals anything that we can do anything about.
Well, from that step to the news last week that memory decline may be the earliest sign of dementia, that's kind of like, I mean, that's one of those same sorts of stories, seems to me. I don't want to pull the rug over my head. I want people to be aware, but it seems to me that's like a pig in a poke. There are a lot of signs of dementia, but there are a lot of people who lose their memory just because they're getting a little older and some of the brain matter is hitting the road, right?
Well, this is fascinating because the very same week, another study was released, but it got very little publicity, that has to do with the idea that if you tell a person that memory decline is a sign of dementia or Alzheimer's disease, they will actually perform worse on a test. They actually took a group, they divided into two parts. The older individuals, one they showed a bunch of films to and told them about age-related memory decline. The other group just took the test cold. And they found the group that took the test cold without a lot of propaganda about how when you age, your memory declines, they did about 30% better on the test.
Yeah. Well, I see that's the power of suggestion stuff.
Yeah, we just don't want to tell our aging population that, oh, you're in mental decline, that your faculties are decreasing, because it will actually be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
The power of suggestion. And it has all kinds. You can do that with aches and pains in one's body. Oh, I got this. Oh, my God, it's here. And it isn't any. It's all psychosomatic. So anyway.
Right. Sometimes a little constructive denial.
Yes.
Helps.
Maybe workable. DrHoffman.com. DrHoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here with us every week at this time talking about some of the issues. He's an expert in intelligent medicine. Got an interesting podcast at his website. DrHoffman.com. Ron, thanks.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
So talented. I love the way you play the piano.
Why, thank you, sir.
Wow, look at
I
those
I thought I could only play O Come All Ye Faithful, but
yeah.
Listen to me go.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what I can play. Right, unless you put the roll in the player piano that I have in my den and then hook it up to the vacuum cleaner and you're
and
all
you're
set.
Star.
I'm a star. Speaking of stars, Shelley Palmer is our star tech talker, and it's tech talk time on the Good Day program. Shelley is going to inform all of us about a futuristic idea to speed up travel from the mind of one of the founders of PayPal, Tesla Motors, and SpaceX. Elon Musk is in the focus, and some other Shelley ideas in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, could we travel from New York City to Los Angeles in 45 minutes? If Elon Musk has his way, we will. Musk, one of the founders behind PayPal, Tesla Motors, and SpaceX, has his sights set on extreme high-speed travel. Imagine those old-school tubes at the bank that used to whisk your deposits away. Now, imagine those big enough to carry people, and you have a rough idea of the Hyperloop. These tubes could be mounted either above ground or underwater and would be combined with the same type of magnetic levitation system used on today's bullet trains. That means no friction, wind resistance, or chance of collisions. Musk has described the Hyperloop as a cross between a turbojet, a railgun, and an air hockey table. It's still just an idea for the future, but it's possible that in a few years, a trip from New York City to L.A. could take just 45 minutes. Or we could make it all the way to Beijing in just 2 hours. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, the FCC, Jennifer, working to beef up internet access across the U.S., has just voted to move ahead with a proposal that will help to bring high-speed internet connections into almost every school in the country. Why?
That's nice.
Why?
So that you can update your Facebook status at school. Silly.
So that you can what?
Update your Facebook status while you're at school.
Really? What's wrong with me?
I know a lot of teachers are using internet services in the classroom now, so that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. But I know we, in Framingham Town Meeting, voted, I think it was $200,000 to make sure that everybody had this sort of capability or had access to these things. But I don't think they teach you anything, frankly. They keep you from learning. So I think there's an oxymoronic focus on this that maybe ought to be examined. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program for Tuesday.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.